Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. The season of giving is upon us. You've shopped for your parents, your spouse, or significant other. Even shopping for the kids is all done. But what about others in your life? Friends, colleagues, and those who you want to share tidings of joy. Can you buy the wrong thing for the wrong person? We're talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of gift-giving etiquette. My guest is Courtney Robinson. She's a financial expert, and we're going to be having another expert on in just a bit. We're waiting on her to get to us. But lines are open. I'd like to hear from you in just a bit. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Hey, Courtney, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Merry Christmas and all of that good stuff.
And happy Kwanzaa.
That's right. And happy New Year and happy Hanukkah. And
yes.
Happy holidays, the whole bit. So let's talk, first of all, we need to define something here. Outside of family and loved ones and the like, do you ever give gifts to those that, you know, colleagues, maybe the mailman, the sanitation workers that make sure that your trash cans are standing up every week? That is that a gift, or do you tip them? How do you differentiate?
I think that any service provider who you are in regular contact with, you know, the person who does your hair, or like you said, your mailman or woman or things like that, anyone you have regular interactions with, they normally go for tips. A percentage of what you normally pay them, or just a gift around the holidays. I would say an actual gift should be reserved for somebody that you have a more personal relationship, or caveat to that, if giving a gift is less of a financial burden, and there are different ways to do that, then I would recommend giving a gift for the thought.
Well, obviously, considering how great your hair looks, your relationship with the person who does your hair is very personal.
I love the people who do my hair. I actually go to Aisha's Hair Braiding on Georgia Avenue, right up the street.
Yeah, so. we will send them a bill for that advertisement. So does Aisha get a gift from you this year?
Well, you know, I don't go to the same person every time I go there. So I think that makes a bit of a difference. So for my nails, even though you didn't compliment them, I know you love them.
Yes.
The person who does my nails, I do have a regular person for that, so I probably will give him a cash gift for the holidays.
But don't you tip him every time?
I do.
So what's the difference?
The difference is it's the holidays, and okay, these sorts of things are expected. And then, you know, I don't know how much of it is, you know, like social norms, and how much of it is just, you know, being raised in the South, you know, things like that. But it is something that I have done, and I think is certainly expected for those kind of things.
What from your perspective, mm-hmm, when do you give too much? And I'm talking about financially, because I'll take you again as an example. As a young professional, your connection with people goes beyond nails and hair.
Right.
There are lots of people that you connect with whom you have great relationships and the like. And do you want to show them an expression of goodwill in a gift during this time where money would not be appropriate?
Yeah. You know what I do for situations like that? Just cards. I get holiday cards, and I write out personal messages to folks as a way to let them know that I'm thinking of them, and to let them know that they are not out of the radar around the holiday time. So that's the way to combine saving money and then also not gifting where it might not be appropriate.
You said writing. You mean with a pen?
Yes, with a pen and
not
paper.
Not a text.
No, I'm talking like 2000, 2001 before we before we started getting SMS unlimited messages, like real.
That is a lost art, but I would argue that that is an excellent idea, particularly if it's, you know, a nice card or something like that, and a heartfelt message.
Absolutely.
And it's budget friendly.
And it is very budget friendly.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of holiday gift giving. Where do you draw the line in giving gifts or expressions of the season outside of your immediate family? How much money is too much? Are there gifts that you've given that maybe weren't quite right? Or perhaps have you received a gift that probably was just a little inappropriate? And how did you deal with that? So, because here's the thing. When you're talking about giving gifts, I know that growing up, my mother used to give little token gifts to the sanitation workers who, as I said, made sure that the trash cans weren't rolling down the street or and that the little things were picked up around the trash can, things that people really appreciated. And I'm dating myself now. The paper boy, for example, that we, you know, we don't have anymore, or the mailman, paper boy notwithstanding. What about the sanitation workers? What about the mailman? Yay or nay?
Well, you know, there's a Consumer Reports article that came out recently that said anyone who makes your life easier on a daily basis should be a person that you consider around the holidays. And I think that the examples that you gave are a perfect example of that. These are people who keep the wheels turning every day that might not receive recognition on a regular basis. And so I think that that's a good way to think about it.
Have you ever received a gift from a friend who was not in your immediate circle, or perhaps a colleague, that made you want to give them the side eye?
Give them the side eye. Actually, yes. I was going to say no, but I did just think of an example. At a previous job, one of the former lives I lived that doesn't have anything to do with this, I had a security guard give me a perfume and bath soaps as a gift. Never had any actual personal conversations with him outside of, you know, the hi, you know, thank you for letting me be alive and in this building. And so around the holidays, when I got that nice little gift bag, not only did I give him the side eye, but I had several coworkers.
Oh, really? Now here's the question: yeah. Was that a gift of romantic intent, or was it a message about,
or like I need to put on some more deodorant? Well, yeah. I mean, I guess either way was not really that welcome. But in that instance, I would say, just as we were speaking about earlier, if you feel inclined to give a gift to express appreciation for whatever reason, to stay out of the awkward lane, just, you know, write a nice note, have a nice holiday card, something that's not like, I'm giving you something to wash with.
Yeah. How about that? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of gift giving. How would you describe a good gift, a bad gift, or a really, really ugly gift? We have on the line now Tiffany, the Budgetnista, the president and CEO of the Budgetnista. Hey, Tiffany, how are you?
I'm well, Harold. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
What are you getting me for Christmas?
A watch, because you should have been here 10 minutes ago. But anyway, I'm just kidding. No.
They told me between what time
was it. Let's get to the subject. So I've been talking to Courtney about this, and I want to talk to you about the money piece. And this is for the gifts that are outside your immediate circle of family, children, spouse, significant other, and immediate friends. We're talking more about colleagues or people that are in that that outer orbit, how much is too much to spend?
Well, first it starts with your budget and what it'll allow. So if you are someone who, let's just say you're a CEO of a company and you've got a great admin team and support team, and so then you probably have a little bit more leeway to give a really great bonus. So, for example, I have a company, the Budgetista. We've got about 22 employees. They are mostly all women. And so I usually give them, my name is Tiffany, and I've got the hookup at Tiffany's. I give them a little Tiffany from Tiffany's.
Oh, my.
And so, but that's, typically probably that gift cost me in the $75 range. But when I first started, there was no way I could afford to do something like that. And so I did something that was in line with what I could afford, which was maybe $20 or $35. So I think it starts, one, with your budget and what's appropriate for what you can actually afford. And then, two, it depends on the position that you have. So I wouldn't expect my executive admin to give me, $100 or $200 gift. It's not about what amount is appropriate overall. It's really about the individual and what makes sense. If you've got a doorman and, he's amazing and awesome and you live in this wealthy building and you've got plenty of money, you might tip the doorman more than what somebody might get their kid's teacher for Christmas because this is what they can afford. I think typically around the holidays, people appreciate the effort. And so doing something is always nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Courtney, what are you tipping your doorman this year?
Nothing, because I don't have one, but I know what Tiffany is saying. I mean, and I absolutely concur with her about, what will your budget allow? If you have to go into credit card debt or you're thinking about going into debt to get folks gifts just so everyone can have something, wrong approach, right? But there are ways to be thoughtful that are within your means.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany, you mentioned you are owner of a small business and you do have staff. Do you expect your staff to give you something during the holidays? Because you just made the comment, I don't expect my executive assistant to give me a $200 gift. But do you expect a gift at all? And if you were not to receive one, would that give you pause?
No. I don't expect one, and not receiving one would not give me pause. So this is what they did last year. Last year, they collectively got together and got me a really, sweet gift. They got me this really, cozy blanket and a scarf and something else that was really cute. But I probably would venture to say all of that cost no more than $50, right? Mm-hmm. And I loved it because they know me so well that that blanket is exactly, it's like one of my favorite blankets now. So that's what my team did last year. And then this year what we're doing is that it's, participation is completely, it's not mandatory. You can do so if you want to. We're using this website called Elfster where we set a budget of $15 and you could register on Elfster, and what happened is that the website will generate who on the team that you are assigned to, and then we, behind the scenes, each individual person picks things from Elfster. It's like linked to Amazon. Mm-hmm. That's $15 and under, and then your Secret Santa basically gets you your thing and it gets mailed to you, and we're going to have a virtual holiday party where we're opening a quick video chat where we're open our gifts virtually, but $15, and we set kind of like that amount together. And like I said, not everyone's participating. So yeah. If you're like, it's just not something I can afford, it's fine because those who are participating will be matched with those who want to. And so that's how we're kind of handling that component. But I don't expect, because one, I know
Tiffany,
hold
your point. I've got to take a break, and I'll let you finish your point on the other side. Also, I want to hear from people who perhaps have received an inappropriate gift beyond the perfume and bath salts that Courtney received during her previous employment life. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Give us a call. I want to hear what you think about giving gifts during this time of year, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Did you get something that was really strange? I'd like to hear from you. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM in just a few seconds. 202-319-7810.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of gift-giving etiquette during this holiday season. Who should you give a gift to? Where do you draw the line? How much is too much when it comes to spending? And perhaps, did you ever get anything that was just really, really kind of weird and side-eye worthy? Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. My guests are Courtney Robinson. She's a financial expert, and Tiffany, the Budgetnista, CEO of the Budgetnista. Tiffany, please finish your point. You were talking about Elfster and this virtual gift giving thing, which actually sounds, for the office, it doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Because, well, one, you know, I think the part of giving gifts is really just the camaraderie of it all, not necessarily getting stuff. And so you don't want to put a financial burden on anyone. And so I just think that creating, I do this with my sisters as well. I'm one of five girls. And so we actually use a website called Draw Names, which is just like Elfster. We'll use it the same one every year. And because we use it every year, it won't give me the same person 2 years in a row. And the same, we set our budget is more like $50, and we purchase whatever is on your sister's list. She doesn't know that you have her. And then because we meet up, we actually bring the gift to my parents' house, and it's just a nice, fun exchange. So I think this is a great way not to have to purchase gifts for all these individuals. If you've got a big family or lots of coworkers, creating they call it the white elephant or secret Santa is a great way to save.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. I believe this is Issa 2 calling from Laurel. Issa 2. My apologies. Issa 2, okay. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to tell about a time in which I got an inappropriate gift.
Go ahead.
Not only inappropriate, but it was used. We did secret Santa at my job, and my coworker gave me like a bustier top, and it was used. It was so mortifying. Like, I was embarrassed to even take it out and show it to other people. I was like, ew, look at this. Like, I was whispering to the people at my table. It was so embarrassing.
Was this an HR issue?
No, I just didn't have a lot of money. So I'm a teacher, and she worked in the cafeteria. And I was like, oh, my God, did she think this was okay? It was so disgusting. And it wasn't even my size.
It wasn't my size.
Why did she do that?
Oh, wow. So how did you handle that?
I didn't even say anything about it. I just left it alone. Like, the people at my table knew, and they were mortified. I didn't go say anything to her. I just didn't say anything. I just called it a loss. It was just a loss. I was like, this is gross, and I cannot believe she thought that this was okay.
Wow. I can't wait. Are you still at that same school?
No, I moved to a different school, but I just was like, oh my God, this is so weird.
Mm-hmm. I'd really be interested in what the gift exchange is like for you this year. Isa Tu, thank you so much for sharing with us, I think. happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you all.
Oh my gracious. So as CEO of a company, Tiffany, that one, how do you handle that one?
Well, that's why we have, like I said, with the program that we use, you write down, you choose like the three or four different things within the price range of I'd like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, one, it's you're not forced to tell you. Participation is anonymous, so it leaves people who are not participating. It doesn't make you feel bad. Two, you're picking from an approved list of what someone has said. Hey, I'd love this brush or this whatever it is. So you're not worried about someone getting something that's like, okay, this is not okay or against someone's values or whatever. So it's like within a very controlled environment. And so that's why I think it works for us, is because we've used a controlled environment and plus an environment where people can opt not to participate if they can't afford it without feeling bad about it.
Yeah. What do you think about perhaps, Courtney, giving gifts to your pastor, for example? If you're a church going person and you're close to your pastor, good idea or bad idea?
You know, they normally do that as a congregation. So I don't know about individual gifts. I would just stick to whatever the love gift was from the entire congregation. And again, I'm going to lean on my card situation. I'll also say, you know, there are gifts that you can give people that are thoughtful, that, you know, same kind of way, that doesn't turn into like a bustier or perfume, like you said, like,
yeah.
Like, I think succulents are a good gift. You know, those small plants that you can't really kill. In little
yeah. Right. Right.
Can't
like
kill
a cacti. Yeah.
Can't bear, right. You know, not breaking the bank. We're talking like $5 or less, even, you know, if you go somewhere like IKEA, and actually sales of those are up 80% this year, according to research from company where I work, Square. So I can see why things like that would be something to hand out to folks. So,
you know, and even as we're having this conversation, and I'm beginning to, you know, think about some of the gifts that I've given, and I'm still not really worried about it. I gave, this is years ago, I had a really good relationship with my pastor when I was living in Kansas City. And when he would give sermons, he would always talk in his sermons about what was happening historically during those biblical times. And he would apply world history to his message. And I happened to stumble upon an illustrated historical guide to the Bible. It was one of those really mm-hmm. big, beautiful, colorful coffee table books.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that expensive. But I looked through it first. I'm not a pastor, obviously. But, you know, I always wanted to make sure that it was kind of a thoughtful gift. But, and he loved it.
Right.
So a home run for me. But Tiffany, there are times, as we've already heard with the used bustier that was the wrong size, that there are some gifts that are just really inappropriate. And so how do you deal with that in your company? You've got 22 people. Let us assume that even outside of the virtual parties and all of that, that somebody wants to give something to someone else. That, have you ever had to address any of those kinds of things?
No. I mean, also too, we're largely, well, I mean, she was a woman too who gave the bustier. We haven't, because we're smaller. I'm assuming the school has more than 22 people. I mean,
mm-hmm.
That was very, I think that's a very one-off, strange one-off, because I can you teach common sense?
Well, she was in a school. We were hoping that they were teaching something. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, because I just think that's such the strangest thing. I mean, I just think that that's so far off what would probably normally happen, because I just don't know how anyone thought giving someone underwear was going to be a good idea. So likely, we don't have like a rule like, hey, by the way, don't give each other underwear.
Mm-hmm.
But if something inappropriate happened, then I would then address it. And then we would likely make a rule about like, hey, you know, these are some appropriate things that are appropriate and this is what's not. And so that's how you can kind of avoid it should something kind of like offhanded happen. Or like, you know, like I said, setting some rules ahead of time, which is what we've done, which is purchase from this list. And also, this is the amount that you really are not supposed to go over. But let's just say someone on the list had something that was inappropriate. Then, like, you know, because I looked at the list. So if someone, the good thing is the list is, everyone's list is available to preview. So I looked at everyone's list. Let's just say someone had, like, you know, they wanted, like, a gun or something, you know.
Then I would reach, oh, my goodness.
I don't know. You know, then I would reach out to that person and say, this is not appropriate.
Yeah.
This is not something that we'd ask the coworker. So I would address that person directly. And, you know, so that's how we would handle that because, use Bootsy. I just can't believe I can't believe that.
Yeah, that's...
I need to see video proof.
Yeah, or not. or not, yeah. You know, one of the things also, and this is really even outside of the budget issue, Courtney, is, and I've always believed that when you give a gift to someone that you should, if they mean something to you and you really do want to express holiday sentiment and that mm-hmm. they are important, that you should know them, kind of understand what it is about them, so that the only message that you're sending is that I really do understand who you are, and I think that sentiment really plays a part. You know, for example, if you have an alcoholic, you don't want to give them a bottle of wine.
Right.
If you have someone who is struggling with their weight, you don't want to
buy a scale.
Right, exactly. Right. Exactly, which goes back to what Tiffany was saying. Can you teach common sense? So, you know, how shouldn't you really understand who you're giving to?
I mean, absolutely. And I think that the gift, I mean, the example that you gave about the gift that you gave to your pastor was a perfect example of that. I mean, it's not that you are required to do so. It's that it was thoughtful and this made you think of that person. And that's why you decided to do what you did. I mean, the same as Tiffany. I have four little brothers and a little niece. So everybody's not getting a gift. Spoiler alert if they're listening. The kids are. I have a 6-year-old brother and a 2-year-old niece. So, you know, the holidays are all about them for me. But, you know, because my brothers, my adult ones, they understand my heart. They know that they're going to get, you know, a fist jab and a hug and I'll be...
No Xbox from you.
Oh, no, the baby might get one.
Yeah. We'll see, there you go. Now, here's the other thing. When you start to expand the gift-giving orbit, how far do you go? I know that that certainly Tiffany lives in rare air, and she does have doormen that she must take care of.
Oh, no, I do not. But, I live in New Jersey.
Yeah, but,
New York, New Jersey. Very far from Bel Air.
But for the rest of us, how far do you go? Do you... You know, do you tip the cashier at your favorite Chinese food restaurant? Do you tip your dry cleaning person that you see? Your thoughts about that? Or gift, not tip, but gift them.
You're asking me?
Yeah,
okay, so
yeah.
I really do think, and I think you hit that point very well in your last comments, is what kind of relationship do I have with them? What's transpired over the past year? What kind of interactions do we have? I think that makes a big difference in whether they are, you know, in the orbit, as you said, and what I might feel like I need to do is in terms of a gift, like you said, outside of a tip, if you're talking about a gift, I think that takes a little bit more of an interpersonal relationship.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Tiff?
I agree. So it depends, like, what impact did they have on your life? I mean, if, you know, your child's teacher was so amazing and this year your child really blossomed and flourished under her care and you really want to show your appreciation, you know, then do so. If you're someone who dry cleans all their clothes and your dry cleaner has just always been so awesome and friendly and nice and you just really feel like I want to show my appreciation, So do so. I don't think you're not obligated to gift anyone anything, but it's nice if you're able and you can afford it. That always comes first and foremost. So you might want to give somebody something, but if your budget says no, then no, because it doesn't make sense to put yourself in financial harm's way, especially at this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes first. Go ahead.
I need to take a break. When we come back, I want to go back to the workplace. How far up the food chain should you go when it comes to giving a gift? If you are a working stiff, should you send the CEO a gift? We'll talk about that when we are coming back. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about the good, the bad, and the ugly of holiday gift giving etiquette. Okay, so before the break, I was asking how far up the ladder should gift giving go? And what determines whether or not you give the boss, your manager, or the head of your company a gift? And again, I'll start with you, Tiffany, because you run a small company, but also I want your thoughts about those that are in larger organizations as well.
Well, I think that it depends. So to me, there are two reasons for gift giving in a company. It's one, because, you know, you're wanting to thank someone for, you know, whatever that personal relationship that you have with them, and you're exchanging out of this desire to just say thank you, or you're participating in some sort of like office exchange. And so maybe there's three reasons, some sort of office exchange, and it's just a way for you to participate as part of the community of the office if you so choose. And then the third reason would be if you are trying to build relationships. So I'll give you an example. I've got a publicist, and so I never understood. So she's my best friend. We grew up together from like middle school to now. But so I never understood when we first started, she first started pitching me, she would send like cupcakes and flowers, and we really didn't have money, you know? And I remember thinking, Trina, why are you sending those people cupcakes? Why are you sending them flowers? Like, you know, like after we would like maybe have a meeting, and the next thing you know, I would be on that show or in that magazine. And I realized that she was trying to leave a really good impression of the next time I reach out to pitch one of my clients. You're like, oh, that's Trina from Wit PR who gave me the cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's,
she was,
know,
intentional.
What'd you say?
She was intentional.
Very. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because what she was trying to do, she wouldn't send anything expensive. So you're not bribing anyone. She wanted to leave like a good taste in their mouth when they thought of her. It was literally, typically, just really pretty flowers or cupcakes. So like cupcakes are her signature. And so, yeah, it was just a relationship building tool that was very successful.
Hmm. Your thoughts about that, Courtney?
I mean, that sounds great. I mean, I know, like you said, at a smaller company, the gift giving might be different. Like at a larger one, it's probably more relationship based. The cupcakes made me think of another bad gift I received.
Oh, please share.
So a coworker, I think, you know, just being kind for the office around the holidays, brought in a red velvet cupcakes, but they weren't chocolate. They were just vanilla and dyed red. So, and I'm still traumatized by that. So I'm going to tell everyone that is listening, red food coloring does not make a red velvet cupcake.
Wow. You have really interesting experiences. You know, and I will say, I do agree with the, you know, relationship building in the example that Tiffany was sharing, when you had a publicist, an assistant, a PR person who was trying to make connections and one could argue cold connections. Yes, they will definitely remember flowers, good tasting cupcakes that are what they are purported to be. But I would also suggest that sometimes you may have a relationship or develop a relationship with the boss of the company, as you two maybe during the course of a year continue to run into each other, to connect with each other, and may even work on something together, and you've built that kind of bond that may not have happened. It could be happenstance, but then you may look back and say, you know, he or she said this, gave me some advice, which goes back to, $75 Tiffany bracelets, Tiffany, but a really nice card or something like that. And again, really getting an understanding of who that boss is.
Right. I totally agree. And I would say when you're gifting up, that's even more pertinent. It's not expected. And in some cases, it's completely discouraged or not allowed, depending on your company. So if you are doing that for a boss or a superior or anything like that, depending on where you work, I think it would be totally contingent upon the kind of relationship that you have with that individual and not just your working relationship.
Mm-hmm. Has there ever been an experience, Tiffany, before the Budget Nista, when you've received something that gave you pause or gave you a side eye? I don't expect you to beat Courtney in the strange gifts that she has received, but give us a whirl here.
Yes. So it wasn't so much the gift itself. It was like the intention behind it. I was like, okay. So I love gummy bears and like gummy worms.
Oh, me
so
too.
Why, who doesn't?
Yes. Yes. That's why I don't eat them, because I love them so much. But go ahead. Yes.
So I was speaking at like a local bank, and a gentleman came and he sat there. And so it was a speaking engagement. So maybe it was like 20 people that came. And so before I was getting ready to leave, he said, hey, I have something for you. And it was gummy bears, like, just a bag. And I said, like, oh, my gosh. Thanks so much. Like, this is my favorite. And he said, I know. Meanwhile, I've never met this man before.
Oh,
and
my God.
I was like, he was like, yes, I read your blog, I read your books, I read everything that you write. And I read somewhere, and one of the things that I had mentioned it maybe like in one line in like a book I had written 3 years prior that like, like offhandedly, love gummy bears.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie, I was like, okay. So it was inappropriate in that, not gummy bears, obviously not inappropriate, but it was just weird to me because he didn't come to hear financial information.
He came to deliver gummy bears.
And it just, he came to give me some gummy bears.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, it freaked me out a little bit. And yeah, so things like that can be, especially like I said, since I didn't know him, it almost felt like he stalked me to the bank,
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was probably the weirdest gift that I've gotten because of the intention behind it.
Absolutely. Did you eat them?
I sure did, because I was like, I still love them.
You did eat them.
But I made sure that his car left before mine.
Right, exactly. Well, and certainly here in the District of Columbia, you probably would not want to eat any gummy bear that you received as a gift.
Right.
Okay, because they are not always manufactured by the same people that make candy. So just a little tip there. And every year, I do share this, probably the worst gift that I've ever received in life. And for those who have heard this story, you'll get it. But, a friend of a friend gifted the worst thing possible. It was approximately 14 inches high. It was a musical snowball, you know, the thing that when you shake and mm-hmm. and it has a little, it's like snow falling. But it was, again, this is 14 inches high, and the ball was approximately, 5 inches across, and inside was a man in a leather jacket with a motorcycle helmet sitting on a Harley Davidson motorcycle. And I would argue that they probably got this from something else. I didn't think it was inappropriate. I just thought it was dumb. I mean, I like motorcycles, but I don't ride them. I like to look at them. That's about the size of it. I don't tell people that because it just never comes up in conversation. And why would an adult give another adult, a snow globe with a rotating Harley Davidson motors and a musical at that? Where it winds up on the bottom. It was just the weirdest thing. And it was nicely wrapped with a bow and all of that. So I wouldn't, definitely not good, not ugly. I would just call that really, really bad. Man, that was horrible.
What did you say when you opened it? Did you open it in front of them?
Oh, thank you. No, actually, I didn't, but I did call them and I just said, thanks for the gift, in that tone. It was so bad. Final thoughts, Tiffany and Courtney, on gift-giving etiquette this time of year. You first, Tiffany.
My final thought would be to set expectations and budgets ahead of time with mm-hmm. those who it's appropriate. Like, you're not going to set a budget and expectation with your doorman if you have one, or like something like that. But with family and friends, set expectations and budgets ahead of time, and that way it's less surprise on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to hide your success and your doorman, Tiffany. That's all right. Just we're proud of you. We are. You have a doorman. You don't have to lie to us about that. That's just.
I have a regular house and a husband.
There you go. And your thoughts, Courtney.
As tempting as it is, do not go into debt or extreme amounts of debt to give people gifts and be thoughtful. Love does not cost money. And don't give Harley Davidson snow globes.
Yeah, without a doubt, don't give Harley Davidson. That was a mess. Courtney Robinson and Tiffany the Budget Nista, thank you both for talking to us. And certainly a happy holidays to both of you. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, December 11th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.